faithful and he has favored us. And God is certainly blessing us in this day and in this hour. It is so good to have you joining in with me once more and again for our time of prophetic prayer partnership. I believe that prayer grants us an access into the presence of the Lord when we come in with the purest of intentions to seek the face of God, but also to hear from God. For prayer is not just a monologue. It is not just us talking to him, but it is allowing him to speak with us. So as we are joining together for this time of corporate intercession, we are praying for each of you. We're praying your continued strength in the Lord. We're praying your prevailing in the Lord, that you will continue to prevail, that you will continue to win, that you will continue to maintain your determination, not letting go of your hold to the faith. We've concluded as of yesterday our 3-month intense look and our intense sharing on more faith. And I'm praying that you have retrieved something from that series that has strengthened your faith and has taken your faith to a whole different dimension. I'm praying that is the case for your life. I want to, however, for the month of December, as we are gathering together on our prophetic prayer partnership, I want us to put our focus upon one particular word, and that is recalibrate. We want to talk about recalibrating. We want to talk about recalibrating. This is very essential. It's very important because when something is out of alignment, when something is out of whack, oftentimes we think of it as trash or we think of it as disposable. But what we must understand is that God is very much interested in that which we think has outlived its use. What everybody else would see as trash or disposable or would be willing and ready to discard, it is God who is interested in recycling. Listen, I taught that many years ago to our congregation, that he is a recycling God. He is the God who takes what has been used up, what has been damaged, and what has even seemingly lost its worth and value within society. And God repurposes it, and he recalibrates and realigns and causes it to become useful, but not only useful, but even more so valuable than it was before. That's the kind of God we serve. We serve a God that not only restores you, but increases your value in that restoration. But I want to talk to you about your responsibility in the recalibration. This is very vital because when something has lost its caliber, when it has lost its caliber, then it seems as though the standard has been dropped or the functionality has been dropped. It loses its precision. It loses its accuracy. And in many times when we go through the variation of circumstance and situation, we tend to lose value. We tend to lose our precision. We just kind of get off kilter. And if we are honest, many of us have taken great hits this year, whether they be personally, whether they be occupationally, whether they be financially, whether they be physically, as in your health, whether they be grief-stricken, as in the loss of loved ones or the loss of possession. We have each taken some level of impact throughout the year. And in that, sometimes you lose the determination. You lose the will to continue. You just lose heart. You become hopeless and you feel as though the value of everything is lost. It's gone. There are people who lose esteem within themselves at the loss of a relationship, or things turn sour with a significant other. They just go through these depressions that are post the event that causes them to lose themselves. They lose their precision and their accuracy. They even lose their standard in many cases. And so when we're talking about a recalibration, it is the restoration of standard. It is being restored to a particular standard and place. It is regaining your ground. It is reclaiming, watch this, your value. So, what we want to deal with in the month of December is the fact that it is not too late for you to rise. It is not too late for you to gather yourself. It is not too late to recommit. It is not too late to put yourself back on a particular path. You know, always, almost always with spirituality, you find people struggling, just really barely holding on to their spirituality. And within themselves, often say, you know, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get back on. I'm going to become faithful again. I'm going to get back into praying like I used to. You know, those are the types of statements that we begin to make, which means there is an awareness. There's an awareness, number one, that things are not where they once were. They've fallen off, or they've begun to lack. Then number two, there is an awareness that things need to be put back into place. There's a consciousness. I'm aware that I'm not where I was, but I'm also aware that I need to get back there. And if not back there, I need to go farther than there. Well, that is an awareness. So there's hope. Okay, but oftentimes it never goes beyond confession. We confess it, we process it in thought, but we never bring it into function. We never operate with that grace. What we need to know is that God opens the window for us to have that space, that time to recalibrate, to get ourselves together, to reclaim our prayer time, to reclaim our positioning in the kingdom of God, to reclaim our authority. He gives us that opportunity. And that is what I believe prophetically we are seeing in this month of December. I'm hearing in the spirit realm that this is the time to reset a standard, to rectify and to determine that there are things that need to be done, and then to repair the breaches that have been caused and the effects of those breaches that have really taken great effect in your life. This is the window to be repaired. This is the window to recalibrate, realign oneself to purpose, and realign oneself to assignment, realign oneself to ministry. And not all of those things are necessarily within the four walls of the church, but more so to purpose. To purpose. What is your call? What is your purpose? What is it that transpired in your life that caused you to lose your drive? What is it that has transpired in your life that has caused you to lose momentum toward the thing that once had you excited, once had you so stimulated? What is it that occurred that caused you to lose that level of stimulation? Well, that is where we need to recalibrate. We need to recalibrate, reconfigure. We need to reconfigure and reset the standard in our lives. There is a coming back to. There is a coming back to self. There is a coming back to focus. There is a coming back to work, to function, to operate, to flow, to minister. There is a coming back to. There is a return, a great return. Can I get you to declare that with me tonight? The great return. Come on, declare that with me with strength tonight. The great return. That's something that you're being summoned to. That's something that you're being called to. There is a great return. You're being called to return. Return to that place where you met God consistently and constantly, that place where you were conscious, you were conscious, you were vigilant concerning the things of God. There is a great return. You are being called to return to a particular place. Now, please note, this place, this return is not a popular thing. So you won't get applause or recognition. You won't get notoriety. You won't be platformed for this. But this is personal. This is about personal development and personal restoration. And this is personal. This is a personal buildup. And so I encourage you tonight to step into this recalibration for December and open yourself to a new level of consciousness, a new level of consciousness that I am not just talking about getting back into place, but I'm actually making the moves and the strides to getting back into place. I want to be right back where I'm supposed to be. I don't want to miss anything that God has for me. And I want to end the cycle of incompletion in my life. Anything that is begun needs to be finished and completed in the name of the Lord. I don't want discouragement to become a distraction. I don't want vexation to become a distraction. I don't want my own personal emotions, my own personal thoughts. I don't want that to become a distraction and to throw me off the course. I want to get back to my course, back to my place where I'm supposed to be, where I'm growing, the place where I am expanding, the place where I am developing, the place where I am overflowing, the place where I am overjoyed, the place where I am focused at a laser focus, a precision that is uncanny and uncommon. I want to be back in that particular place. It's a snapback. That's what I hear for you. I believe the month of December is going to be your snapback because for where you're going to hit in 2026, the focus that is going to be required stepping over the threshold of January and entering into that first quarter of 2026, you're going to have that focus, that focus that you once had. But what begins to happen is impact sometimes causes us to have a carelessness. We develop a carelessness. We develop this whatever happens, happens, and I don't really care. I'm not that invested. It really doesn't matter to me. That level of thinking and that level of functioning is dangerous for the steps that are in front of you because the steps of a good man are ordered. They are ordered, which means they are in order, which means they are intentional. They are ordered not by you, but by the Lord. Your steps matter to God, and if they matter to God, they should matter to you. So you need to realign. You need to recalibrate. You need to pull yourself together. Yes, you've been impacted. Yes, you got hit. But here's the good news. You're still here. Oh my God. Somebody ought to confess that out of your mouth. I'm still here. I'm still here. I've been taken and caught off guard. I've been taken by surprise. Things happened that I didn't anticipate. Things happened that I prayed that wouldn't happen, but they happened anyway. Yes, it has occurred, but your life is not over. You are still here. There are things that, can I tell you? Can I be honest with you? There are things that I said to myself, if they were to occur in my life, if they were to happen, I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would make it. There's no way I could go on beyond that point. I'm just stick a fork in me. I'm done if these things occur. Can I tell you that that list that I had in my head has been checked off? Those things have occurred. And guess what? I'm still here. And if you think about it, there were things that you had on your list that you didn't think you would be able to come back from, survive, you didn't think you'd be able to live through. And guess what? You'll find that many of those things can be checked off your list because they have occurred. And guess what? You are still here. That is why we cannot, listen at this, we cannot allocate the conclusion of purpose to things that we think of in our mind. The things that we think are actually a danger and a hindrance to us are actually a help to us. They help to push us closer to the goal. They help to push us closer to our God. So while we're sitting here thinking it's done, it's over, it's complete, I might as well hang it up, God is saying, recalibrate. Go back to the drawing board. Set the standard again. Get back in the regimen. Get yourself together. Shake those feelings and those thoughts. Shake them off. Shake off those complexes that you have been wearing. Shake it off and stop thinking of yourself minimal when God is thinking of you maximum. God is seeing his word over you. You need to recalibrate to the prophetic. Recalibrate to the word of the Lord over your life and start aligning yourself with what God has said concerning you. What did God say? You're so busy worried about what everybody else is saying and what their opinions are. Recalibrate yourself and set a new standard for yourself. The standard for yourself cannot be the report or the consensus, amen, or the criticism and ostracisms of others. Your thoughts must become the thoughts of God where they concern you. What is God saying about me? Well, God is saying that he has plans for me. God is saying that there is yet purpose for me. God is saying that there's yet more for me. Well, I'm recalibrating myself to that. I'm recalibrating how I function, how I think, how I present. I'm recalibrating. I'm putting things back in place. I'm calling for a repair. I'm calling for, amen to God, a rectifying. I'm now rectifying. I'm rectifying matters within myself. We're bringing correction to things within ourselves, and we're holding ourselves responsible. We're bringing ourselves to the mark of graduating. It is time to graduate. It is time to prepare. Something else is up ahead. Now it's another level. We're preparing for another level. Precise functionality, not missing, hitting the target. You're going to hit the target. No missing. Your next shot will be a bullseye. We're recalibrating. We're getting ourselves together. We're slowing our breathing. Oh my God, we're bringing ourselves into a focus. We're slowing it down. We're slowing the pace down so that we can control, amen, the movements, and we can control the decisions, and we can control the atmospheres and the environments. This is your time. This is your time to recalibrate. Recalibrate. Get your focus back. Reclaim your focus. Get yourself together. This is The time to do it. December, my God. And here we are at the 1st of December. The 1st of December. It's recalibration time. It's time to recalibrate your budgeting. It's time to recalibrate. How did your home do this year? What were the finances of the home this year? What needs to be different for next year? This is not the, we're not coasting anymore. We're increasing our intentionality. We're sitting down with things. We're recalibrating. Come on, there goes that word again. We're resetting a particular standard. We're not being wasteful. We are putting ourselves in a position to be blessed. You can't tempt the Lord your God. You can't be reckless and then expect him to cover your recklessness. You've got to be intentional. Father, I want to be responsible with your generosity to me. How you have blessed me, I owe it to you and I owe it to myself to be responsible with my blessing. I'm responsible for increasing the blessing, not decreasing it. If we went through a decline this year, my responsibility is to set things up so that there is an incline next year. We're recalibrating. Catch your breath. My God, catch your breath. I want you to declare that with me tonight. I'm catching my breath. Come on, those of you that are on the conference line, those of you on the Zoom platform, come on and declare that right now. I'm catching my breath. This is a man. There are about 100 of us tonight that are on the Zoom platform and the conference line together. We're catching our breath. This is the moment God is giving us the window to breathe. Catch your breath so that you can recalibrate, so that you can reposition yourself, so that you can come from a different angle, so that you can increase your precision and watch this, your accuracy. Catch your breath. Breathe, saints of the Most High God. Breathe, people of our King. Breathe, citizens of the kingdom. It's not over for you. You are not done. You are not washed up. You're not a has-been. It is not expired. You are merely in a season where you are catching your breath and preparing for what is next. It's a recalibration. It's a recalibration. Sometimes when you're looking at those race cars and we're getting ready to pray, sometimes when you're looking at those race cars, the more you run those race cars is the more it kind of moves out of its calibration and the way those wheels kind of move and are turning on that track. It's often where those wheels come out and cause the whole axle to get out of its alignment. Well, what they have to do is they've got to pull in for what's called a pit stop. And it's important for the pit crew to be prepared to align that vehicle, to change out the tires, even if necessary, to get it ready for the next stretch. Sisters and brothers, it is impossible to complete the race on the first set of tires. It's impossible to complete the race without pulling into your pit crew. You need to catch your breath and you need to recharge. You need to recalibrate. You need to realign so that you can finish this course. Something great is in front of you. Something great is going to transpire before you. I believe God for each and every last one of you. That's what we're going to be talking about. This month, we're going to be imparting into you recalibration, and I'm going to be speaking prophetically to you each Monday night as we are closing out the year of 2025. I'm going to be speaking to you prophetically concerning recalibrating. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm so glad to be able to pray with you and for you. We want to lift up a praise report. We have a praise report tonight to bring before you, and I love bringing the praise reports before the people of God because it gives hope, it gives us encouragement, and we are grateful to the Lord. This praise report comes from Vernon Thompson. Amen. He says, "When I started my job as principal, Bishop came to the school and prayed for me. He spoke about improvements in test scores. I am happy to report that the state of Connecticut reported that the Harding High School is no longer a low performing turnaround school, and our English SAT score increased by 10%. I'm grateful for the prophetic word that has been spoken over my life. Well, we praise the Lord again for Brother Vernon Thompson and what God has done for him and the miraculous work that God is doing through his giftings and through his skill set there in the state of Connecticut at that high school. We say congratulations to you, sir, and continue to grow in the things of God and continue to set records in that area in Jesus' name. We are praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, Shalissa Watson, Denise Bryant Brooks, Merritt and Taj Maletti Freeman, Tanya Bryant, Kickamon Rockmore, Justin Mack, Mary Silvers, Lorraine Williams, Kimberly Tate, Elaine Witherspoon, Patsy Rizzo, Johnny Stafford, Radonia Johnson, Nicole Carter, Rosalinda Archbold, Marsha Hutchinson, Shirima Abdullah, Nicole Carter, Verna Simmons, Joanna Johnson, Michelle Tarua, Martin Merced, Rochelle Maxwell, Letitia Williams, Celeste Johnson, Shanika Muniz, Benjamin Payton, Jennifer Denton, Ruth Aileen, Tierra Trappier. We are praying for each of you in the name of the Lord, and we believe God for the best. For the best is yet to come. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. Let's pray, people of God. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise. We lift up your name. Your name alone is holy. Your name alone is worthy. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is magnificent. We extol your name. We exalt your name. We lift up our voices and we exhaust. We exhaust and exasperate worship. We put it in the atmosphere. We fill the atmosphere with worship and adoration unto our holy King. Father, we thank you for your goodness toward us, for your mercy. Thank you for bringing us all throughout 2025, even on the days that we did not understand, and even on the days where we had the most pain that we have ever experienced in life. Father, you've been right there. Your goodness covers us. And we thank you that in your goodness, there is justness. You are fair in what you distribute and disseminate. Father, we thank you tonight for how you have kept us and how you have kept us in our right minds. We have not lost our minds. We have not snapped under pressure. We have not cracked underneath the pressure. But in you, we continue to stir. In you, we continue to move forward. In you, we continue to strive. And Father, we want to say thank you so very much for the ability to continue, the ability to go on, and the ability, my God, to wax great. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord, we bring our subject matter toward you. We're praying tonight for a recalibration. We're praying tonight for a restoration. We're praying tonight for a realignment. Father, the equipment, whatever equipment we're working with, our minds, our hearts, our emotions, our soul, our physical being, our creativity, whatever our equipment, if our God, tonight, our equipment has fallen off and has gotten out of whack and fallen out of sorts. Father, I am praying that your divine touch would begin to work on our equipment. Bring us into, my God, a new focus, a new determination. Cause us to be rectified in your presence in the name of the Lord. Whatever the breach is and whatever the breach has been, Father, we are praying for the repairing of the breach. We thank you for an accuracy and for a precision that we will not miss. We will not miss in our next attempt and in our functionality and in our operations, our businesses, our corporations, our workplaces, our study places. Father, I am praying that you will cause your people to excel through difficulties, excel through calamities. Father, Father, there are so many issues that vary on this call tonight. So many issues, oh God, that are pressing your people as we're coming to the close of the year. But tonight, Father, we pray prophetically. We pray that what we did not understand while we were experiencing it, Father, bring us into alignment, bring us into calibration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Show us how the pieces of the puzzle, while scattered, were confusing. While scattered was complex. But Father, as you're moving in this next hour, cause us, oh God, to see greater, the greater picture. Bring these pieces together and cause them to align like never before. We are praying for clarity, clarity of thought, and precision and accuracy of speech. We pray now that we're not mishandling moments, nor are we mishandling people. Show up. The way, show us the how, and teach us to submit to what it is that you say, and to submit what it is you direct and what it is that you instruct. You are the God who is able. You are the God who can and who will. We give you glory. We lift your name. We extol you. We bless you. We honor you. And Father, right now, it is in your name that we touch and that we agree. We touch and we agree, not just for ourselves, but for each one of us who are on this call connected tonight. We touch and we agree that we're not moving in inaccuracy, that we're not moving in wastefulness, that we're not moving in carelessness, that we're not moving in recklessness. But God, you are bringing us to a level of intentionality. We're closing this year determined. We're closing this year determined to make the best of these last few days. And now, God, going into a new year, we're determined to make the best of it. We're thanking you now because there's a reason you have preserved us, a reason you have kept us. It's not luck, it's not by chance, but it is by divine providence. Your will has been established, your will has been done. Father, I thank you for the stirring of every gift, the stirring of every gift that has been lying dormant. Those individuals who gave up hope because their own ambitions were not reached throughout their functioning in their gift. But God, I thank you. I thank you because you're doing something unique and you're establishing your way and your will with those who are submitted to your word and to your voice. Father, I give you praise now. I praise you for the stirring of the gift. Let the gift be functional, whether it be at great capacity or minimal capacity. Let the gift be functional. Father, let us not be moved by how many we're stirring through our gift, but let us be moved at the fact that you have ignited our gift again. Set us ablaze, set us on fire in the name of the Lord, that when we speak, others are affected and others are impacted positively because of the words that we are saying and the things that we are speaking. We speak into existence. We speak into existence. We declare and we decree that all things are now coming to complete order. All things are now coming to divine alignment. We praise you. We praise you. We lift you up. We honor and we adore your name. Your name is worthy. Your name is awesome. Your name is magnificent. God, we give you praise. We lift you on high. Father, I thank you that energy is being restored. Strength is being restored. Creativity is being restored. Ambition is being restored. Drive is being restored. Momentum is being restored. We're coming back into our places, and not only back to where it was, but we're coming back to go higher. We're coming back to go farther. We're coming back to be greater. We're thanking you now because our capacity is increasing. We're no longer falling underneath the pressure, but you have built us to be strong, strong in your word. Strong in the power of your might. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We declare and we decree that these things are done. Your word has established it. We are walking in the power of your word. We will not miss. We will not miss. We will not miss. We thank you for curriculums and we thank you for plans and we thank you for blueprints. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We lift your name and we give you glory. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, don't put any delay on this, my God, but that which we are praying for tonight, put an urgency on it. My God, stir us in an urgent way in the name of the Lord. And we bless you from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Be activated from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Be activated. We thank you for the thrust and for the push. We thank you that we're going forward. We're going forward with full strength and full might. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We consider this prayer done. We consider the matter handled. We consider all things in your hand. In Jesus' name, we say thank God and we say amen. Come on, saints. Let's begin to bless the Lord. Let's begin to praise him. Let's begin to honor him. Let's begin to lift him. Let's begin to extol him. Come on, let's give God glory. Everybody everywhere on the conference line, on the Zoom platform. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Thank him for the window that he has opened to us, allowing us the space to recalibrate, allowing us the space to catch our breath, allowing us the space to reset the standard. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him praise. Yes, Lord. Oh, we praise the Lord. Oh, we praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. We honor the Lord tonight. We praise his holy name. We lift him because he's worthy. Oh, magnify your wonderful and glorious name. Oh, your reach, oh God, is immeasurable. Your reach is undeniable. You reach out and touch your people. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you for touching us tonight. Thank you for reaching out to us tonight. Thank you, hallelujah, for wrapping your comforting and loving arms around us tonight. Thank you for allowing us access into your presence. We honor you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Thou art worthy. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Saints of the Most High God. Saints of the Most High God. Saints of the Most High God, hear me. This is not a time to be careless. This is not a time to even be carefree. This is a time to be careful, to hear and heed the voice of the Lord, that God is opening up unto us a window to recalibrate ourselves. Preparation for what is to come. Preparation for the days that are ahead of you. I am inclined to believe that God has preserved you to witness some great days ahead. That's why the impact that seemingly discouraged you was not enough to destroy you. It may have discouraged you, but it has not destroyed you. You have a window to recalibrate. The equipment might have been damaged, my God, but the opportunities are still good. So prepare yourself. Catch your breath if you must. But let's get ready for what lies up ahead. What's up ahead is greater than what is now in the rear view. I'm excited about December. I'm excited about your life. I'm excited about your future. And I want you to assume that same posture and get excited again. Great things are in store for you. The Lord bless you. Have an amazing week. And we thank God for the recalibration. Good night, everybody.